I am a light on my path. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am a light on my path. All of us are a light on our path. We are the ones who illumine where we're going, what we want to accomplish, what we'd like to do. We're the ones who make the decision as to what sort of a path we're going to walk on. We can look at the path and we can see it as wide, we can see it as narrow, we can see it as bumpy, we can see it as full of little obstacles, or we can look at the path and see it as just a sort of a ribbon that we're walking along. We're going along this beautiful way, the ribbon, the way. We're going along this beautiful way, and this way has neither obstacle nor enchantment to it. It's us who is the enchantment. It's us who is the way. When we can live in our harmonious heart, in our harmonious life, in our harmonious world, then our way is always beautiful. We are always the light upon our path. Are we a light that is going through the way of life, or are we a darkness? Do we stumble along? All of this is done primarily and totally by what we choose to have as our way of thinking about ourselves. How do I think about myself? Well, actually, I like myself. I think I'm a wonderful person. I think I'm a happy person. I think I'm a joyous person. I look at everybody in the world and I say, I love you with unconditional love. And they say, well, how come sometimes you shout at us? And how come sometimes you're mean to us? And sometimes you say things that are not very nice. Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I don't see myself doing that. I just see myself saying no to drugs, saying no to things that are not beneficial to me. I just see myself saying no to whatever it is that is not my way of life, and going along my way of life. Now, you say, well, if you really were living in your highest and best, you wouldn't create the need to say no in your world. And, of course, you are exactly right. If I were living at my highest and best, I would not need to say no in my world. I would not need to say no to anything. I would be saying yes to everything, which is what I like to suggest to everybody in my world. Say yes to everything. Say yes to everything. Well, if I say yes to everything, there are some things I shouldn't say yes to. Well, if you say yes to them, yes, you can do as you wish with it. It's of no concern to me. Yes, you may drink all you like, but I just want a little sip of water to freshen my throat. Yes, you can drown if you like, but I choose to float on top of the water and swim and enjoy my activity in the lake. You say, well, that's just sort of begging the question of saying yes. No, it isn't. All of our life, we have to make the decision of what we're going to do. We have friends who come up to us and they offer us narcotics, they offer us drugs and things like that. And we don't tell another person how to live their life. We don't create people coming into our world bringing those things. And so if a person actually gets through our barrier of not being interested in those things, and they say, would you like some? And we say, yes, it'd be very nice, but another time. Another time. And you said yes to drugs? You said yes to something like that? Yes, I did. I said yes to something like that, not because I agree with it, but because I have made a decision to not participate in anything that is not me. But if I ever allow myself to say no to anything, then I am saying that that is not what I want in my world, and it is in my world to say not to. Anything that I have in my world to say not to, I empower it to be in my world. I am not sick. I am not poor. I am not unhappy. I am not... You see, every time I say not to those things, the law has no concept of what not means. It merely means whatever you're talking about, that's what you're interested in. Whatever you're putting into your consciousness, that's what you're interested in. Yes, another time. Would you like to go out with me tonight? Yes, another time. Would you like to have dinner with me tonight? Yes, another time. Well, what's this other time all about? Well, perhaps another time I might like to have dinner with you. Perhaps when we are all dining together in a happier circumstance, I might like to dine with you. But at the moment, I do not choose to. But I don't say I do not choose to. I just say, yes, another time. Now you say, well, that's just begging the question. Yeah, that's where we are making trouble for ourselves. I say to you, and I say to me, and I say it, and I scream it to me, and I holler it to me, and I shout it to me, and I teach it to me, the law does not know not. So, if I allow myself to have the concept of not in my consciousness at all, then that concept is saying that what I say not to is what I say yes to. For anything that I say not to, I am saying yes to it, because I'm thinking about it, I'm talking about it, I have it in my consciousness. Well, you have in your consciousness what you say yes to, too. That's right. And I'm in control of it. I'm in full control. Yes, another time. Yes, you may do as you wish. That's your business. Yes, I choose to go and do this. Would you like to go to this violent movie tonight? Yes, that'd be a lot of fun to go to a movie. I choose to go to this movie. Well, what about this one here? No, I choose to go to this movie here because this one excites me. This one delights me. But I want to go to this movie. Go ahead. I am not my brother's keeper. I am not someone who tells another person how to live their life and what to do. I merely say how I live my life and how what I do. I merely say how I live my life and what I do. I am the light on my own path. And if I am the light on my own path, I am the light to saying yes to everything, to saying yes to all the delights that come into my world. And I say yes to when I will do it, whether now or ever or never, or whatever I choose. But the law acts upon our word. And when our word is such a word that says that no, 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 well, every time I say no, I am empowering that no to be something very powerful in my life. And I don't choose to do that. I don't choose to do that. I may get upset with myself at times because I'm allowing somebody to come into my consciousness with a negative attitude. I may get upset with myself for allowing someone to come into my consciousness with a scowl on their face or unhappiness in their heart. And as I get upset with myself, I say, no, no, no. And I can't say no. So I say, yes, 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 go ahead, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do. I walk my way. I am walking my path. You say, well, Herb, that sounds very irrational. That doesn't sound like you're really in charge of yourself. That's right. When I'm totally in charge of myself, I will see only that in my world which is my highest and best. You hear me? I will see in my world that which is my highest and best at all times. I will see beauty in my world. I will see harmony in my world. I will see peace in my world. I will see love in my world. I will see joy in my world, because I am the light on my path, and whatever my light shines upon, that is what I experience. And I experience these beautiful things. I experience these beautiful awarenesses of who and what I am. That's what I experience, because that's what really matters. That's the totality of my being. I experience who and what I am. I am the light on my path. I am the light on my path. It's kind of a wonderful thing to be, isn't it? To be the light on my path. Ah, yes, I'm not always understood while I'm doing what I'm doing, but I understand it, and I will only have that which I am in my consciousness at all times, for that's who I am. Nice, huh? I love you. I love you. I love you.